Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Apostle Paul was highly determined to give glory to Jesus. If you read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 onwards, he mentions about the glory factor and that whom we are going to give glory to. And it's very important for us to understand that Paul was interested to give Christ the glory, and he wanted to see Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected in the midst of the Corinthian church. A question that many struggle with today is, what is the real purpose of living, or what is the ultimate reality or joy in life? And the testimony of the author of the book of Ecclesiastes, the King Solomon, would no doubt echo the frustrations of many in contemporary society. All is vanity, he says, empty and meaningless. I was listening to a beautiful hymn by Johann Schwedler, German minister. He wrote this beautiful hymn called "Ask Ye What Great Thing I Know That Delights and Stirs We So." What the high reward I win, whose the name I glory in, Jesus Christ the Crucified. For Johann, Jesus Christ the Crucified, the Consoler, the Reviver, the Healer, the Final Rewarder. For Apostle Paul, all of life also revolved around a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He says in Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ, but to die is gain." Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's natural for everyone to want a bit of glory. And many people will enjoy the limelight and feel it is only human to want their, you know, ego to be stroked from time to time. Paul resisted this tendency to pursue the glory that only God deserves. And he focused on the superiority of God's wisdom and teaches us the truths about it. So if you focus your attention on verse 18 of chapter 1, you know, he talks about, there are a few things that I would like to mention here. Number one, the perception of God's wisdom. He says it seems to be foolishness in 1 Corinthians 1:18. The permanence of God's wisdom, that is, it is infinite in chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. The power of God's wisdom, it can do what ours cannot in verses 21 to 25. And the paradox of God's wisdom, it is backwards, that is 26 to 28. And the purpose of God's wisdom is to ensure that He gets the glory in verses 29 to 31. Then Paul concludes that we must respond in humility, seek dependence on God, and not seek the glory He alone deserves. And he draws three conclusions about his personal leadership. What he talks about it. Number one, I renounce my human values. In chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 that we read, I will think the way God thinks, actually. I renounce, secondly, human strength. I'll be weak and seek His strength in chapter 2, verse 3. And thirdly, I renounce human wisdom. I'll ask for God's wisdom and favor in chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. My dear brothers and sisters, whatever we do it for the glory of Jesus. And I encourage you to do the same today. And I promise you that God will bless you abundantly. He will lift you up. If you vow to give glory to Jesus for everything that He does in your life and give Him the due reverence and honor, God is going to lift you up. The Bible says, draw nigh unto Him and He will draw nigh unto you. Honor Him and He will honor you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. Lord God Almighty, I pray that in everything, Father, we will render you all praise and all glory. We are made for your glory. We are created for your joy and for your purpose and for your pleasure. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, through our life and our lifestyle, you will receive all glory, O Master. In heaven, there is praise and glory unto your name. And I pray on earth you will receive the same from your church, from your people, for the glory of your name, Master. Lord God Almighty, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, they will be remembered, O Father God, and reminded in their spirit to give you the glory that is due to your name. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their border, take away every pain from their midst, and bless them abundantly. Father God, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that, Lord, sickness does not come from you, and therefore we reject it, we rebuke it, we resist it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of infirmity that afflicts the people of God, I rebuke it. And I cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Most High God. And Lord, we give you the praise for healing us, your people. We bless you, we love you, we appreciate you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.